Good evening, everyone. My name is Heshimu.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Welcome. Welcome. My name is Heshimu.
And I'm happy to address you from the Word of God. And if you have a Bible, if you turn into the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 3, and we'll start our message at verse number 18 until the end of the chapter, verse number
23.
What Paul is talking about is how the wisdom of man is utter foolishness. And how the wisdom of God is so much better. In the wisdom of man, we worship men. In the wisdom of God, we see that preachers, even the best preachers, are here to serve us. There's a horrible thing in Africa, and it's all throughout the world, called preacher worship. And it really blinds our minds from being able to see our Lord Jesus Christ. And so you at the door, they're listening. Why don't you come on in? Ah, the child.
Yeah.
Okay, it's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
What?
It's okay.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, let's start at verse 18. Let no one deceive himself. Welcome, sister. If anyone among you seems to be wise, he thinks himself wise in this age or in this world, let him become a fool that he may become wise. All of the wisdom of man is absolute foolishness. Man knows nothing about God by nature. It all comes from the Bible. Even when we see the stars and the moon, and we know that there is a God, we distort his nature and character. We always make God to be smaller and more selfish than he truly is. We cannot comprehend a God who saves entirely by grace. That's why all of the religions of this world, except one, have no atonement. That's why your Islamic friends are going to hell, and that's why me and you trust and follow Christ Jesus, the atonement. He made peace with God by himself. And who ever heard about a God being happy except in the Bible? He's a God that doesn't need anything from anybody else because salvation's a gift of his grace.
amma ceto yana zuwa ta wajen sa ne kuma ta wajen alheri ba wai mun cancanta ba ta wajen alheri.
Whoever heard about God being satisfied with what his own son did for sinners so he can receive us into his bosom.
Wa kike cewa ayace yazo wannan hada guda wanda Isa almasihi ya mana kan shi ya shige na sun sakawtun ya gazo yanzu muna da yanci mu zo gurin gaba da gaba gadi da shi.
Yesu Christi, Jesus Christ,
what Yesu Christi
is the righteous man who came down from heaven, who is God manifested in the flesh.
Wato shi Isa almasihu kalma Allah ne wanda ya zo cikin kamanin mutum ta wajen budurwar Maryamu domin ya yantar da mutum daga zunubi.
He came and he obeyed God his father on our behalf.
Ya zo kalma Allah ya zo domin ya yi biyayya ga abinda Ubangiji yake so a biya bukatar mutum.
He gave his life a ransom so that he could save sinners.
Ya ba da ransa da jinin nan da zai zubar da shi domin hadaya sun daya kashin mutum ya samu yantarwa.
Whoever heard about a God who saves men who are spiritually dead?
Wato wa taba ji a ce wai wani mutane da duka mutatu ne a cikin ruhu.
That's men and women who can do nothing, who can't even believe.
Wato abu mawuyaci da za ka ga mutane da yawa masu ba da gaskiya ga abin nan.
And this God comes and as a gift of grace through the gospel he gives us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand.
Kuma Ubangiji cikin kalmarsa ya zo domin muna da kunnin mu ji bishara ta wajen bishara ne cikin ban gaskiya domin mu aishi wannan kyautar da aka ba mu ba wani cancanta ba domin samun aljanna.
He gives us a new heart because we don't have anything in ourselves that can please him.
How can you? Sai ya canja mana zuciyarmu ya ba mu zuciya na tawali'u na saukin rayuwa domin ya sani babu abu mai kyau ga cikin mutum.
Whoever heard about the imputation of righteousness?
Wa taba ji yadda ake canja rayuwa a sa ma mutum adalci?
Who knows what it means?
Wa san me ake nufi da wannan?
That God imputes righteousness unto the account of everyone who believes.
Sai Ubangiji ya dauki zanabin duniya gaba daya sai ya sa ma mutum guda shi kadai ya dauke zanabin duniya.
So that we are perfectly righteous in the sight of God from the moment we believe that God saves sinners including ourselves.
Hallelujah. Wannan abin da yayi wato hadayen nan da aka yi domin mu samu zalafi mu ba da gaskiya ga wannan abin da yayi in muka amince da shi domin in za mu ka kyauta in baka so ba dole bane sai in kana so tukuna kyautar ta zo maka kyautar ta zo maka shikenan.
Even as Abraham what?
Kama
what did Abraham do?
Menene da Ibrahim yayi?
How did Abraham get righteous with God? What did he do? Abraham, you can't answer, sister. You've been traveling with me 100+ sermons. You got to let me
know. Ta ba da ansa yace ai sai kike ji ba da ansa ba da kin sani kina karanta ga shi ne shine kike ba da ansa.
Scripture says Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness.
Wato shi Ibrahim, annabi Ibrahim ya ba da gaskiya ga Allah aka masa kidaya a wannan ba adalci. Yanayin ba da gaskiyarsa.
He heard the blessed promise of God saving sinners and said, that's me included.
Wato ya ji daga ji ne sai Ibrahim ya ba da gaskiya ban gaskiyarsa sai Allah ya ce kai mai adalci ne.
And he was spotless and righteous in the sight of God. How about you?
Ubangiji ya dube shi mai adalci mai tafiya kai yadda ya kamata amma ni da kai fa yau.
Are you righteous with God by faith in Jesus Christ?
Muna da adalcin nan wajen ba da gaskiya ga Yesu Kristi.
Or are you still striving in your own righteousness and strength?
Ah, ko kuma muna tafkitir mu kuma za mu yi kokari mu yi adalci na kanmu.
With God Almighty himself.
Wato domin mu gari yadda zamu samu to gabashin Ubangiji ta wajen kokarin tamu.
As you see, when God saves the sinner, he imputes our sin to Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
And he shows us our sin is very grievous.
Wato idan mutum ya zama mai adalci an dauki zinubinki da nawa da naka da na kowa aka manna wa Yesu.
You listen unto me now.
Mu saurare shi sosai.
When God saves a sinner, he makes you see yourself the worst human being that's ever lived.
Wato yanda Allah ya riga ya kalmu cewa mun zama kazantattu a gaban sa. Sai ya dauki zinubanmu gaba daya. Sai ya manna ma wanda ya biya wannan wato ta hadaya Yesu Kristi.
Is that not true?
Ba haka bane.
Who's worse than me and you on planet Earth?
Why have you been a cousin?
Nobody.
Nobody.
I obtained mercy.
That's
what Paul said. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, it came with faith and love. It caught me red-handed as a sinner. Just like that woman in John 8 that was taken in the very act of adultery.
Wato adalci Yesu Almasihu sai ya dira mani wato ta wajen ji kalman Allah da ban gaskiya da na amince kamar yadda ita matan nan da aka zame ta cikin azzana din nan aka kawo ta Yesu ne mata shari'a na kisa a gani.
And that's what me and you are, my sisters.
Haka mu ma
haka adulterers against God.
Ba matan nan kade ba dukan mu haka muke kazanta ne a gaban Allah to makare ne ba abin da ma za a kalla ba.
Are you understanding as to what I'm saying?
Kina gane abin da yake faɗi?
Please put your phone down.
Sai ku aje ta da hoton din ku. Sai ku saurare
ni. I've come a long way here to preach you the gospel. I demand your attention.
Wato daga nesa na ya fito domin ya mana jawabin nan ba don ko wani abu bane domin ya karfafa mu.
Me and you.
Ni da kai.
Even though the North is so moral, his husbands are married and the women are very honorable unto your children, if you raise them to cover yourselves, I don't see the flaunting of nakedness that I see in the South and in America.
Wato yanayin al'adunmu da yadda muke rufe-rufe da sa kaya da irin ladabin namu da sauransu dai al'adun namu ya ce ba zai gani irin ba a kasar Amurka.
But that does not mean you have not sinned against God.
Amma duk wannan al'adun da ladabin
bai gani ba. Every act of foolishness is rebellious.
Wato duk kuma kankantar zalimin
mutum. Every swerving by the way is adultery against my
mate. Kuma ladabin mu kuma sa kaya mu duk wani abin da muke yi in babu wannan wato ruhun Ubangiji a cikin mu duk shiriri
ta. I need a savior. How about you?
Ina bukatar mai ceto kai fa ya me kake bukata?
I'm as dirty and as filthy by nature as the prostitutes in Abuja or Lagos. No different. How about you?
Wato ni mai kazanta ne kuma ni mai zulubi ne kamar yadda ake dauka wasu masu kazamai su wanda suke gidan giya da sauransu duka mu irin ɗaya ne sai nan da mun samu shekara.
You've never met God.
Ba mu taɓa san Allah ba.
Unless all your righteousness has been taken away.
Sai an dauke duka adalci na mutum a cikin mu za mu gane adalcin Ubangiji da bayana.
Isn't that true?
Haka yake.
Then you enter the fellowship of God in the gospel.
Wato ka shiga cikin zumunta na Ubangiji kan cikin kalmansa.
Because God saves sinners who cannot help themselves.
Wato ya sani mai zunubi ba zai iya taimakon kansa ba.
If you can help yourself at all, he will not save you.
Inda ya sani adalci mu zai iya taimakon mu ayyuka mai amfani zuwa sa.
Whoever heard of
such wisdom.
It's the wisdom of God.
Amma hikima Ubangiji ne.
At the way up, if you want to get to heaven, is down. It's humility. That's what's exalted. It's the poor sinner that's saved, while the Pharisee, the religious, the self-righteous Mr. Big Shot goes straight to hell.
Wato masu tafiya tumbun ana tafiya wannan bukon malami ne wannan mai sani fa'illa ne wannan ana tozo ana ran kai da alkarmatullah duk in ba ka da kalmar Ubangiji a cikin halaka.
You think I'm a big man?
Muna dauka gani ina da mai adini babban mutum.
Because I'm preaching.
Don ko ina wa'azi?
I swear on my everlasting soul, I hope I'm the smallest person in the world.
Wato duk da nake wa'azi ni ina gani a nan nina mai kaskantarwa ina gani duk kun fi ni.
I want to be humble so I can.
Dole na kaskantar da kaina a gaban Ubangiji ni ba komai bane.
I don't want to be crushed in my pride.
Ba na so a hankali ne a ranan karshe
kiyawa. I don't want to try to be somebody.
Ba na so in zama wani abu ne kuma na san ba komai bane.
I want to give glory.
Ina so ba Ubangiji daukaka a rayuwata.
Where it's due.
In lokacin da
with the Son of God.
Tare da shi Yesu Almasihu da yazo ya dan falsafa nan.
About you.
Kai kuma da ke kuma fa.
What's your life all about?
Me rayuwarka a duniyan nan.
Are you serving yourself?
Muna bauta ma jama'a ko kuma muna bauta ma kanmu.
Men think to serve themselves make them happy.
Wani mutane suke so da ba ana ko sama mun ana mai sijja yaji tai.
But the wisdom of God.
Amma hima Ubangiji.
Is a serve your neighbor.
Yana so mu bawa juna.
From a sincere heart.
Daga binnin zuciya mu ba bauta mun ganin fuska ba.
And you know what the scripture says?
Musa abin da litani ya faɗa mana.
He will reward you for
zai baki wata lada daga can yana kallon zuciya yadda kake yin bautarsa.
I hope I'm speaking honestly.
Yana magana gaskiya ne gare mu ko? Muna ganewa.
I have men all over the world that I have excelled.
Wato muna da manyan mutane a duniya da sun yi saka rayuwa.
But I tell them when I came to see that I'm nothing.
Sai ne ga ni cewa inda ya kai matsayinsa na ya ga ni cewa ba kawai wanda za ka kai amma Allah.
And Christ takes this gospel that's preached by a nobody.
Kuma ga bishara an watsa da shi ba a yin aikin bishara.
And uses it to bless his people for his own great name's sake.
Yana albarkace mutum da wajen daukaka sunansa ba wai yana barci mutum domin daukan mutum ba.
That's not the wisdom of man, that's the wisdom of God.
Wa hikima Ubangiji.
Has he not said that blessed are the poor in spirit?
Yace yace masu albarka ne wanda suna da ruhu wato na tawali'u masu albarka ne.
Has he not said blessed are they who mourn?
Bace almasan albarka ne wanda suke murmuri suna kukan kayan Ubangiji.
And blessed are the meek and lowly for they shall inherit the
earth. Wato masu albarka ne wanda suke murmuri suna kukan kayan Ubangiji. Za a algace ku za a mai.
And blessed are they who hunger and thirst. Whoever hurts a second.
Da albarka wanda yake jin yana sa kunne yana da
wanda. As being hungry and thirsty and blessed.
Yana da murmuri yana da sha'awa da mun yaji neman Allah ya samu kyantarwa. Yace mai albarka ne shi.
That's the kind of man.
Irin mutum da.
Or woman.
Da kuma mutum da.
That says I must please God and I need
Lord
help me.
One day yake cewa ina so Ubangiji in dogara kai ne kai dai mai ceto na.
He looks upon that man.
Yace yana
upon that woman.
Yana lura da irin wannan mata yana lura da wannan mutum ko wace.
Who is poor in spirit.
Ya kuma zuwa ruhun sa bai tsarki akan mu.
Utterly lame and unable to obey.
Wato da da ba iya biyayya da shi ba da. Then don't laugh at me.
Can yet who yet who shakes like a leaf and trolls at
his breath.
Let me ask a question before I move on.
But hey, the man I'm gonna come back after you to go by the water.
Are you scared of God and you must obey him?
Can I think for an Allah?
Are you poor in spirit with nothing to give him? Are you totally unable to obey yourself? You've got God through Jesus Christ. And you're right where he wants you. Stay there.
Wato inda ka same wannan saduwa da Ubangiji sai ka dakata a wurin ka ja shi daga abin da zai a rayuwarka.
Sir, I'm increasingly poor. In Jesus Christ.
Wato ina cikin tawali ko ina kasantar domin ina cikin Kristi.
Increasingly unable to help myself.
Wato ina karawa domin ni zan iya taimako kaina in kara. Shi yasa ai kara ni daga.
Increasingly scared of offending God with my words.
Da tsoro kuma ba na so in mashi abin da ba zai ji daɗi ba.
Not preaching the whole count.
Ba wai wa'azi ta gaushi kenan ba shi abin da ake bukata.
I'm scared of being afraid of man.
And I follow the imam Abu Malik.
And I keep seeing that on
the
screen. It's the wisdom of man of Christ Jesus.
Wato zai in hikima mutum ne kenan ko na Ubangiji.
It's the opposite of what we think. Is it not?
Wato abu na wato na gefan nan kamar na gefan nan kamar kusa ne amma ba ba daidai bane haka nan.
If we think that for a man to be a preacher, he's
got to
be a big man.
But if you don't kill an apocalypse, say, I'm just a dream with him.
He's
got to
be nice.
He's
got to be the broken and the contrite
heart.
When you are nothing, He will do everything. Is that the wisdom of heaven? That's what the book teaches. And it's totally opposite of man, because I, like you, was trying to be a big shot my whole life, and then I carry it into preaching, and I have to be proved I'm wrong.
Wato abin da yasa yana kare ka wannan domin magana yadda Ubangiji ya ciki kana sa misali wannan zahiri ne kuma wannan tabbaci ne sai in muka kawo wannan zamu zama manyan manya a gaban Ubangiji.
That's what God says in verse number 19.
Aya ya faɗi a 19.
For the wisdom of this world, man's foolish stupid wisdom is foolishness with God, for it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness.
Wato a 19 yace gama hikimar duniya din nan wauta ce a gun Allah, domin a rubuce yake yakan kama masu hikima da makircin su. Hallelujah.
Amen. Man thinks he's such a big shot and he's so strong.
Da ga mutun yana wani barazana, yana wani takama, yana tunkunso, yana tafiya.
Have you seen Esau?
Mun gani Esau? Esau?
He's got 400 soldiers and big time money. He's big man. He made something of himself.
Wato ya zama jarumi, ya made a kanshi ba wani in ba shi ba kawai.
But he was told by God he ought to serve Jacob. And you know what he said? He said, no, I ain't gonna do it. If I have to, I'll kill him for stealing the blessing and the birthright which he gave in his love of this present world. To feed his stupid belly with temporary pleasures. But you know what God says. The elder, not I want him to. Not I wish he would. Not I would like him to if he got around
to.
The elder shall serve the younger. And you know how he served Jacob? When Jacob first got the blessing, he chased him. And my sister, that's when God met Jacob, when he was on the run from Esau because he's scared. And then many years later, the elder shall still serve the younger.
Bayan shekaru bayan da ya gudu hijira, Allah ya ɗaukaka shi, Ubangiji kalman nan da ya faɗe ce, karamin zai bauta ma, babban zai bauta ma karamin.
When Esau's on his way to meet Jacob, and Jacob is scared to death.
Wato lokacin da yayan zai tare marabci shi Isuwa, shi Yakubu. Yakubu yana cike da tsoron ce, su kada fa yayan ya zama tsaye a hanyar nan.
That's when Jacob met the angel. Who is God, our Lord
Jesus.
And he wrestled with him all night long until he was smitten in his hip and he was wounded.
Then
when our brother Jacob was just too weak and to keep going.
Wato duk da wannan kasala da ya samu amma ya ci gaba da haka nan.
He reached out unto the angel and said, "Bless me or I die."
Oh, sai ya kama malaika ya rike shi ya ce, "Sai ka albarkace ni ko kuma mu mutu a nan gurin."
And the angel said,
"Sai malaika ya ce,
"You have prevailed with God."
Sai malaika ya ce, "Lalle kai nasara. Kai nasara."
Because his strength,
domin ikonsa,
is made perfect in weakness.
Ya same shi ta wajen kaskanta da kanshi.
And he'll take the strong man.
Sai zama mutum jarumi.
Send him to hell. And count his wisdom foolishness.
Ah,
but the man who hears God and humbles himself shall be saved with an everlasting salvation. And again, verse 20. The Lord knows the thoughts. He knows the scheming. He knows their trickery with scripture.
Yace har wa yau Ubangiji ya san tunanin masu hikima banza ne.
The thoughts of the wild, he says, are utterly futile and vain.
Wato duka hikima mai duka wayo mai duba mai hikima ne wofi ne a gaban Ubangiji.
And you know what they do, the wicked with the scriptures?
Wato muka gani yadda abin da ya faru a cikin makaranta a cikin littafin mai tsarki.
They twist them against their own conscience and think that they're fooling God.
Suma sai kima din nan suka gan suna da dabara bari mu haka wulwulu mulmuna aiwon gagara duniya din nan amma duk wulwulun sa Allah yana kalle su a wauta ne ba su san abin da suke ba.
A wicked man takes the scriptures and knows exactly what it says. And then he puts his finger to it, his hand to it, he molds it, he twists it, he makes it to say something else. And he thinks that just because the people say, "Amen, hallelujah," that he is actually fooling God. Ain't that foolish? Ain't that stupid? But that's the natural man. And we have obtained mercy to be delivered from it. The foolish wisdom of man is nothing but vanity. He's empty of the knowledge of God and only hurting himself. But do you know that God uses false prophets to send his enemies into hell? Ask that man Ahab, if you ever see him at the judgment. Ask him how he got to hell. And he'll tell you, "I didn't want to hear God's prophet when he came and told me the truth. I wanted to hear something else." And so God said, "Okay." And he sent a lying spirit among them to deceive them in the battle until Ahab. My sister, men take the scriptures like the book of Romans chapter 9 and they twist it.
Wato kamar da wani suka dauka cikin littafin Romawa sura 9 sai su juya magana su mai da shi wani abu daban ba haka ba kuma yake.
Romans 9 teaches that God is absolutely sovereign in salvation, and who goes to heaven and hell has already been determined by God before he made the world.
Wato zamu gani cewa yadda Ubangiji ya kudurta, ga waɗanda suka karbi ceto din nan da sunan da gefen. Wanda baka samu ceton ba ga wansu, kuma zasu za yadda aka kasance, haka zai kasance. Ba yadda zasu kauce. Kusan Ubangiji sai an dawo wajen tukubashin sa.
And they say, no, that's not talking about salvation. But God said, Jacob have I loved and Esau I hated. I bet you it is talking about
salvation.
And they say, no, 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 that's just talking about Israel. But verse number 24 says it's talking about Jews and us Gentiles.
Wato in kina an kaga mashi to me yasa ubangiji ya kwata da ya bayyana wannan zance ai wannan zancen da yake na Israel Yahudawa ne ba namu bane so dan haka nan wannan amma in ka duba annabi to ubangiji da Yahudawa ne da al'ummai duka kalmar ubangiji yana tafiya da mutane
so rather than bow unto the word of God be saved live forever and escape his fury they twist the scripture to their own destruction and only fool
themselves. How about
you? Are you thinking there's any other way to heaven than a and the word of grace.
Akwai hanya da muke ganin lalle hanya din nan da zai
Are you thinking you're going to escape without trusting our Lord Jesus Christ?
Muna ganin za mu iya kubuta jahannama idan ba mu yarda da wannan kalma wannan hadaya da Yesu ya mana cikakken son daya ba. Muna da wata hanya.
Are you thinking that I don't really have to believe that?
Muna ganin ai dole ne mun ba da gaskiya ga yanayin mu da sauransu domin samu wani abu na duniya.
I was talking to a young man very recently about the prosperity gospel from 1 Timothy 6.
Ya yi magana da wani dan matashi akan zancen zamanin na karshen nan da mutane suna haukan neman abu duniya.
And we looked at how the slave is to obey the master.
Muka duba yadda dole ne bawa ya yi biyayya ga mai gidansa.
And we looked at those who preach that godliness is a way to get money is a depravity of people who don't know the
truth.
And we looked at how the love of money causes people to swerve away from the truth of God.
Muka ga yadda kuma kaunar Allah cikin Timoteyo din nan kaunar Allah yadda ya kwashi mutane don su samu dukiya mai suke neman a duniya.
And how the rich are to give and we are to pursue righteousness and holiness and faith and patience and love. Spiritual.
Amma muna masu tawali kuma sun da bi da kalmar Allah. Yace za mu samu adalci yadda za Ubangiji zai bi da mu yana lura da mu.
And you know what that man's age told me?
Ka san abin da wani mutane ne ya gaya mishi.
I don't care if you are telling me the truth, I'm not changing.
Sure. Matashin nan sai ya ce mishi kai pastor ko gaskiya kake gaya mani ni ba ni abin da na riga na hangashi zan ji ko mutane ne na fi.
My sister Asiya, that's why I was so grieved. I see it all day today.
Yace wai abin ya kwana mishi zuciya yace kai. Abin duniya.
Who know the truth in their head, but they won't obey God.
What is this in San Francisco?
Men and women, my sister, in false churches and won't come out unto the grace of God and he would welcome them.
Akwai mutane da maza da mata wanda sun ba su ga Ubangiji da gaskiya sun shiga duniya ne ga sunan dai an sa su tada addini ana ta shirye.
Men and women who hear the truth of God with an unchanged life.
Wai sun din suka ji kalmar Allah rayuwarsu ba ya samu canji domin ba sa ji domin canjin rayuwarsu.
And the word of God says,
kalmar Allah ya ce,
he catches them in their own foolishness. which they call wisdom because they've outsmarted God. But it's nothing but God being glorified in his wrath.
As you see, my brothers and my sisters, there are only two reasons why every human being exists that has existed. Reason number one is to glorify his wrath. That's Romans 9, verse number 22. He wants to show his wrath. He wants men and women and angels and demons to know for all of eternity how holy and how hateful against sin he is, and how he uses his power to raise up Pharaoh just to put him down. That's right. That's the God of the Bible. I make no excuses for him. I like a little bit of the spirit of David. Who are this uncircumcised? Who dares challenge the word of God? Oh, you think I'm a twisted test for men? I hope not. Because there's a second reason that God has made every living human being that ever is. That he might glorify his mercy. Even upon us, the vessels of mercy that he prepared unto glory from the foundation of the world. God wants to show his wrath on those who reject his wisdom. But on those who call their own wisdom foolishness, he always shows his mercy. Therefore, verse 21, let no one boast in men. Don't be bragging about your preachers. Do not brag about me after I've left, or anybody else, or even our dear sister who has served you and this community. What? It was God himself through people. I'm telling you, it was God 100%, not 99.9. You and I and mama and brother did nothing. It was God who saved your soul by himself. And he gets all praise, honor, and glory. Am I right? Am I telling you the truth right now? I want to see you. Am I telling you the truth on God? Yes or no? Is it an amen or am I a liar? Which one is it? Is it truth or is it no?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's truth. So help me God so you believe.
Just Believe it.
Right
there where you are, put your trust in Jesus
Christ.
Trust him to save you as a helpless sinner. And you are saved. Hallelujah. Right now, you are saved by our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, my brothers and sisters, when you and I stop boasting in men, the text says, for all things are yours. You see the difference? Instead of slavishly praising man and having no God in your heart with excitement and passion and joy and fire.
If you ever get to realize that every good preacher in the world that's ever existed serves you.
You would not fall for the tricks of a Benny Hinn. Did the man last night say his name Benny Hinn when I asked him to? I didn't hear it.
Benny Hinn, as soon as
he said it last night? I didn't hear him say it.
He said it, but
Say his name!
He said it, but in a different way, but it's the same.
Okay, I'm about to get frisky.
Yes, he said it.
Yes. There is a reason I use his name, because you know it. And he represents a false teaching. And the false teaching is destroyed in this text. And the teaching is the greatness of man in his white suit. The teaching, my brother, is touch not my anointed, but you are the anointed. You understand?
Whatever a man makes himself something in God's house is of the devil. All of God's preachers, all of God's prophets of old, all of the apostles, even our Lord Jesus served you.
Did not Jesus wash feet and tell us to do likewise, to imitate him? Didn't Jesus say that the greatest among you shall be your servant?
Yes, yes, what did you go?
This man takes good care of me. I like to have him around. But bless God, I want to serve him too. I don't want anything in my heart that thinks I'm better. I want every ounce of goodness that God has given me to serve you. It's for your sakes I'm here. It's for your glory. It's for you to see Christ. I already know him at home, but I came to tell you. And then my life is even more big, even more full, even more happy, because I told somebody else faithfully. Everything that exists is here to serve you and me if we are in Christ Jesus. Everything. Life, death, even sickness, even poverty. Everything is to serve our souls in the service of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Or you think I'm telling the truth or have I gone off too far? You think I'm crazy? Let me show you in the text, in the Bible, that what I'm saying is true. And that's our only teacher. It is the word of God. And all that we do is tell back unto the people what God says about himself. And God says, all things are yours. Whether Paul, and he's a much greater preacher than you and I can ever imagine, or Apollos, he had a silver tongue. He is the only man in the New Testament that is a believer that's called eloquent. Can you imagine how he would speak and the crowd would just be just dazzled and enraptured? But instead of us worshiping him and his gifts, what God says is Apollos is here to serve you, to help you to know God. So don't pay attention unto his eloquence, but pay attention unto his message.
Yet Apollos, the bulus, the dume wazi. Yace na zo ne domin kun gaya muku bishara ba don ku bauta mene ba ko kuma kuna zama abin amma domin ku samu ceto ta wajen bishara ne ke yi.
Here's the next man on the list. That man is called Peter and also called Cephas, the rock, the stone.
Shine a cikin lokacin da shi Apollos yana kira Petrus, wato dutse, wato mai bishara.
And while the Pope, as he drives around in his bulletproof glass and his Pope mobile and makes everybody kiss his ring, as he also likes to wear his white garments.
Sai kuma shi Pope ba wai yana kwalanta da shi bane, amma abin da yake nufi ana tafiya ana duba ka mai tsarki zuwa ana kiss ba sai ana sumba zobe ana duba ana duba kan mutu amma ubangiji ai jama'a.
My sister, as to why is the biggest phonies in the world put on white suits to act like and pretend that they are righteous? Righteousness is on the inside, it's by faith. Holiness is loving and serving others. It's not just staying away from stuff. It's bringing people to Jesus Christ.
Please
listen unto me, please. All of our righteousness, all of our obedience, it's not to impress God. It's not to earn something that hasn't already been bought by the precious blood of Jesus. Our righteousness and our good works are to glorify God, that other people might be able to see Jesus Christ through our character and our message as they line up. The obedience of Peter as he was crucified upside down. Is to give us an example to keep going. It is not so that we can worship his fake successor and call him Papa.
ba wai don mu rika gan wani su muna girma ma su mu ce papa muna durkusa ga gan mutan sun kwanta ga ga shek.
Be very careful with that word, please. I understand it's a part of the culture. But when it gets into religion and there becomes a hierarchy, then we don't really know that God's purpose for appointing preachers is to serve.
Ba mu san dalilin da Ubangiji ya tura wayansu ya zabe su domin su yi mana bishara ba, ba mu manta da abin da ya kawo su kenan.
The man who brought you the message that touched your heart with fire came because God the Holy Spirit worked in him towards you when the person sitting next unto you heard nothing.
Wannan da ya kawo bishara yayi maka bishara sai zuciyarka ta tafi kuma ka yadda ka yi yana za ka yi bishara. So na mu je da wannan abu wato ba shi ba da yake maka wazin ruhu mai tsarki ne ta waje shi yake maka bishara.
So it was God and not the man himself, right? If you heard and the person here heard nothing, then who made the difference? It wasn't the preacher. He preached the same unto both of you. He did nothing. It was God that moved in by the Spirit, and then he took you as a bride for himself. That's the truth, is it not? That's the truth of God. In sales in America, after many years of studying how to make money in the USA, what they say is if you get a person to agree with you three times, you got him. Am I telling the truth on God's gospel? Yes, yes, yes. It don't work that easily in preaching. Because I'm telling you, it's easy to take a man's money.
Domin idan na ga maka na hikima mutum domin kwace kudinka dukiyarka da wani abin da ka samalaka.
But to take his soul unto Jesus Christ takes a miracle.
Amma da kiran Yesu almasihu ya mutu akan gice domin ya jawo mu.
And may God see our face. So whether it's Cephas or the world, I mean verse number 22, or life or death, everything that happens from now until I die, including death, has been given to me by God to serve my everlasting soul and his glory. How does death serve you? It picks you up into its hands and brings you unto Jesus Christ. It's been disarmed of all of its fierceness and all of its anger. Because when Christ died his death upon the cross, he killed him who had the power of death, that is the devil. He broke his power. And the fear of death, which is separation from God, is gone forever. Because we've already been punished for our sins in Christ Jesus. So even death has to serve me. How does death serve you in Nigeria when the average age of death is only 56 years old?
wato kuma yanda muke gani a kasar ta tana mu jira da wuya ka gani sai ka ji daga mai shekara 40 da wani abu mai 50 shine ke mutuwa.
It helps me come and say the prosperity gospel is not working.
Wato yana nuna mana cewa wa'azin bishara na arziki bai aiki kenan.
It helps me and you to come with urgency and say, let's get going under Christ Jesus.
Wato yana nuna mana mu rubuta wannan bishara ta masu adima arziki amma mu dogara ga Yesu shi zai kai mu ga inda ba mu yi zato ba.
Death and all things serve us. And here's why. Things present or things to come, all are yours. And here's why, verse 23, you are Christ and Christ is God's. What the Almighty God is saying here, and I will finish. The only reason you and I are on the good side of God is because of Jesus Christ. He is the one that bore away all of our sins. He is the one that represents us before the Father. He is the only reason that we are saved. He is the one man that obeyed God that makes the many of us completely righteous. The only reason that Christ has anything to do with the only reason that Allah has anything to do with us is because of Yesu Christi. And Christ is God's. He's God's son. He's God's equal. Who became a man. And he willingly subjected himself unto God our Father. Forever. He's the perfect man. That represents how we ought to obey God. And the scripture calls him the highest ranking among many brethren. All of us are equals. In the USA, in China, in Africa, in Nigeria, we're all brothers. But the Lord Jesus is the one that's special. He's everything. And he belongs to God as his dear son on our behalf. And so let me ask you a question as I conclude and as I finish. Are you wise in the wisdom of God or in the wisdom of man? Are you trusting Jesus Christ and giving God glory? Or are you chasing these very silly idols? Let me tell you as to how you know. How you know. If the Spirit is in you and showing you Jesus Christ, you worship him and no one else, no matter what happens.
Wato idan da gaske ne kana da ruhu Yesu almasihu ruhu ubangiji a cikin ka zaka bauta mashi cikin gaskiya cikin ruhu babu zancen jiki.
But if your eyes are upon man,
amma idan muna dogara ga mutum ne,
you cannot find peace no matter how hard you try.
Ba za mu samu salama ba domin mutum ba zai ba mu komai ba.
Which one are you?
Wanne ne muke ciki?
Are you at peace with God through Jesus Christ?
Muna da salama da ubangiji ta wajen Yesu.
Do you love him supremely more than everybody else? And do you use everything in the world that happens to you to look unto Jesus Christ and serve him? I'll tell you just a quick story and I will sit down. I was very depressed. Today. Very down in my spirit. And I did not know why. I'm trying to be humble. I'm trying to be happy in Jesus, but nothing's working. I can't see Christ with joy inside my heart. I'm just tired. And then I read from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 4, he afflicts us so that we can comfort others with the comfort he gives us. And when I saw that, my sister, everything made sense. I was so hyped and so up last night with so much fire. I had to come down tonight and be a little bit more gentle. Now, it might not sound like gentle, might not feel like gentle, but it is gentle. I am being gentle. Because my life is to serve you. And everything that happens under God's preachers is to make you better. And everything that you go through is to help you to see and serve our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't be caught up in the worship of man. Don't try to build a little kingdom to serve yourself. Live your entire life unto God's glory. This is wisdom. Everything else is foolishness. Amen.
Amen.
Amma ubangiji me muka ce muna cike da godiya ko idan kokarin masu koyarwa irin wannan shine mu samu rahamar Allah wannan shine duk da a ce mun kinsu zukatan mu sun zama chap lalle mun tabbatar da zamu